This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, July 9th. Okay, we're obviously having a good day today. The catalyst behind this rally were that SK Hynix IPO. That's a memory chip manufacturer in South Korea. That's the second largest IPO ever. It was oversubscribed. The stock starts trading on Friday in New York. The ADR shares. And it's expected to gap up because it was oversubscribed. So that's lifting all the memory stocks. And then Micron today announced that they're increasing their investments in their new plants they're building. Specifically, they're referring to the one in New York. And it's just because of rising demand. So Micron got down to barely 6x forecasted earnings. You know, if you throw in surprises and stuff, it was probably trading at 4x forecasted earnings. So this is just a lesson that good stocks bounce, folks. We're now about to go into the second quarter announcement season. Believe it or not, it's going to be better than the first quarter. We have positive analyst revisions everywhere. And all the naysayers are lacking credibility, okay? And I know I can just go down the list. B of A had their technical expert a while ago saying that, you know, the market's was overbought. It's going to get pulled down. No fundamentals at all, okay? Totally not credible, okay? Jeremy Grantham, a bond guy, totally not credible. And let's give Joe Kernan credit on CNBC. He pointed out that the guy hasn't been right since 2010. You know, Robert Shiller was pulled out. He's a Yale professor. He has his own unique way of doing P/E ratios. Again, not credible. P/E ratios are falling because the stocks aren't going up as much as their earnings. So anyone that says the market's overvalued on P/E is clueless, okay? So here's where we are, folks. I can't fix stupid, okay? I really can't. And markets are manic crowds. And they react, they don't think. But guess what? We think, okay? We wait for earnings to come out. We let them drop kick and drive our stocks higher. We are letting the analyst community continue to revise their estimates higher for our stocks. We're surfing positive analyst revisions. Now, usually, I could do that for 5 or 6 quarters. Lately, it's going to be up to 3 years because the order backlogs have gotten so massive. Now, the best earnings this quarter are going to be in energy, obvious, for obvious reasons. The second best will still be technology, information, and materials, that includes semiconductors. And the third best will be other material stocks like aerospace companies that make specialty metals like Carpenter Technology, that's CRS. So it's going to be a wonderful earnings announcement season. Only 3 of the 11 sectors are leading the way. Stock picking is still imperative. You can do this with ETFs, but you're much better off doing the individual stocks, in my opinion. Because, you know, the stocks don't have the premiums you have to pay for an ETF. Obviously, the ETF might have other things in there that are holding it back. So just use Stock Grader, find the creme la creme, and hang on, enjoy the ride. So, it's Louis Navalier. I hope you're enjoying today's rebound. I know you're definitely going to enjoy the earnings announcement season. It kicks off next week with financials. Then our stocks will follow up the next week. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Now, will it continue to be bumpy? Yes. Yes, we're in the bumpy summer months. People are doing other things. They're traveling, okay? But, the underlying force underneath this market is earnings and a very strong economic recovery. So enjoy it, folks. It's just a wonderful time to be an investor. This year, again, is going to be the best year since 1999, if not better. So I'm planning on making a lot of money between now and the end of the year. And I hope we all have fun together. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.